Search replaced its home health department with a home-based care model last September. Since then, some Sitkins have protested the change. In testimony at town halls, ads and letters to the editor in the newspaper, and to Search's Community Health Council, they've raised concerns about the level of care patients will receive and potential cost of the new program, which is no longer Medicare certified. Throughout the process, Search has maintained that the level of service will remain the same for patients and that it has no plans to reestablish the home health department. At a meeting in January, Assemblymember Kevin Mosher said he'd spoken to Search officials and felt confident in the new home health program. But at the April 9th Assembly meeting, Mosher said he'd given the issue some more thought and decided to co-sponsor a resolution calling for Search to address the community's concerns with Assemblymember Tim Pike.
I have since learned a lot and have considered all versions of this to the best of my ability as a non-medical care professional. And I've come to the conclusion that at the very least, you know, this is a soft memo and a soft ordinance. We're respectfully requesting that Search consider reaching out to the public for a genuine involvement to find out what the public really feels and thinks about this.
In addition to public outreach, the resolution also asks that Search consider reinstating the previous home health program. 10 community members shared testimony on the home health change, including retired physician Connie Kreis, who said that Search's current services are not equivalent to what it provided before last fall. And she said Search had not made enough of an effort to engage with the community on the issue, noting a recent Community Health Council meeting that limited public comments.
The once-a-year public input mandated by the Search Sitka Community Health Council was, it's hard to describe it, it was not respectful, it was not adequate. It's my hope that the resolution may encourage Search administrators to rethink their relationship with Sitkins, to truly engage with the Sitka community.
Stephanie Weddle is the local president of the Alaska Native Sisterhood. She said there are currently members of ANS and the Alaska Native Brotherhood who traveled out of town for medical treatment and haven't been able to return home due to the lack of services.
My husband and I experienced this with a couple that we were friends with just last month who ended up being in Anchorage for more than a month for health care because they could not come home due to the care that was needed. And it was simple care that they could have gotten from home health care, but it wasn't available here.
Peter Karras Jr. is the president of the local A&B chapter, and he echoed Weddle's concerns.
So these are very important, very serious matters. This isn't something that's just going to go away. I'm in favor of a squeaky wheel gets oiled. So I think if we say things loud enough, often enough, Search will hear.
Assemblymember Tor Christensen said he was on board with the resolution.
If it was around, I'd probably be using it for my mother right now. She's 89 years old and got pretty good dementia, and she could use it. Not there. And I hope a little resolution makes a difference. I'd say as important was you guys speaking tonight. I mean, that'll be heard more than our little resolution.
And Assemblymember J.J. Carlson felt that the resolution said a lot in very few words.
Let's see, respectfully request that Search considers reestablishing a Medicare-certified home health care department by convening and engaging with the public. We recognize that Search is independent, but desire that Search seeks out genuine public engagement. There's a lot in those two sentences there, and I'm fully behind asking them to do exactly that.
The Assembly unanimously passed the resolution. KCAW reached out to Search for comment, but did not receive a response by press time. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.